Hey, it's Brian, and welcome to TPN The Walk-On. Today's episode, Joel makes his Turkey Day picks, and we have another Wild Wednesday with comedian Eli Sayers. And now, from the Bet Bunker in Brooklyn, here's your host, Joel Walkowski.
So, we are on the precipice of the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yes.
What are you thankful for, Brad Guy?
I'm thankful for Joel. I'm thankful for Joel for sure. I'm thankful for these gator feet. Nicole, my girlfriend, you know, just regular things, you know. I wish I had a PS5. I'd be thankful if I had a PS5. But I'll get there. You know, they keep selling out. They're a hot commodity. What are you happy for?
I am thankful for Brian and Sam and the Props Network.
Oh.
I am thankful for the Detroit Pistons bottoming out.
Damn it. I should have did the Browns.
Yeah, I'm thankful for, you know, discovering workout videos for women during quarantine, allowing me to stay fit, allowing me to develop core strength.
There are some really good videos that really just, you know, really gets you your mind focused.
And you know what? Workout videos hosted by a man, they don't usually have a dog in them. Workout videos hosted by a lady, there's always a dog.
Well, they know that, yes, this is a place for discovering your body. And also, everyone loves a dog.
Everyone loves a dog. Yeah. We do have a couple of dogs in studio today.
Ow.
We got Sweet Tillicum. She's wandering the ground.
Yeah.
And you know what?
What a cutie pie.
Do you want to come on? I'm going to pick the Thanksgiving games. I'm going to talk about that. Please welcome. He is the greatest roast battler of all time. The other ones have been canceled. Please welcome Eli Sayers.
Eli.
All right, we got some. How you hand do? Wipes. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good.
We brought you hand wipes. Do you need me to get you your Pamplemousse Lacroix?
Oh, my Lacroix. No, where is Sam, though? What's he up to?
He's got chores for the holiday.
Okay.
I'm happy to go get you your craw.
I know you don't need no crew.
I'll be your craw dad today. That's the one thing about Arizona I was not ready for. The size of the crawdads in Arizona, you would never expect it.
What, too big? Well, small?
Too big.
What do you mean?
Ain't no such thing, baby.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
More meat?
Those are lobsters, man.
This is the
man.
Greatest goddamn meat that God ever created.
Yeah.
It's crawfish meat.
I don't know, because when have you had crawfish meat that wasn't boiled in zatarain's and lemon and garlic?
Well, fucking, I mean, yeah, you do a crawfish boil. Like, how are you eating them?
Yeah, but I think the boil does all the work. The crawfish, it's along for the ride. Care. You put anything in there.
I've had it on seasons, and I still love it.
I don't know.
You get to break them open and shit and suck on them. Fucking rules. You like crawfish?
Love them.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, and the best part is you tear off the heads, you do a little puppet show. It's a night. You get dinner and entertainment.
Yeah,
from
a lot
one
of
thing.
Little finger puppets.
Yeah, 100%.
Make a little sci-fi movie, a little low-budget sci-fi.
So do you have anything you're thankful for this year?
Nothing.
Okay.
Fucking nothing. All this bullshit. Hey, hey.
Oh! Hey!
Thankful for Sam.
Thank you. I was about to fucking walk, let me tell you.
Sam
I was about to walk. I was about
Krotler
to. I was like,
with the seltzer.
I was like, I cannot. I have very small conditions, and if they are not met, I will leave.
Johnson, great pass blocker. Okay,
there's a lot to be thankful for, man. There's a pandemic, like racial uprisings. What's not to love?
Yeah, we're on
the president's being real chill about losing the election. Everything's
yeah,
great.
Super yeah, chill. We're on the things have never been worse, and I'm still upset about Matt Patricia the most. What a world. Okay, so before we get into our Wild Wednesday, hey, we're taping on a Monday. We're all very thrown off.
Fun day. We're calling it Fun Day, baby.
Okay. Fun Day Wednesday.
Fun Day Wednesday.
I want to go with my Thanksgiving wagers for all the listeners who are jumping on Wednesday. First of all, we have Texans at Lions. Two bad teams. Lions are 3-point dogs. Fun fact, the Lions have never lost on Thanksgiving, so you got to support them here.
I support them. I think they're going to win.
Yeah, we're going to win because we've never lost on Thanksgiving. I decided that's how I'm going to raise my children, and that's how I'm going to talk about the Thanksgiving on the game on this show.
I love it.
We're not getting the first pick. We're not firing Patricia.
No.
All we can do to bring some happiness to the city is win on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you got it.
For the love of God, do that,
guys. Please, so much. I need it. He needs this, everyone. Give it to him.
I think they will.
Yeah, I think so, too. Thank you, Eli. Who are they playing? Do you know that?
They're playing the Texans.
There he goes.
Deshaun Watson is on my fantasy team, so I hope they win.
But yeah.
But
you got a Clemson quarterback there?
All respect to Deshaun. All respect to Deshaun. I love the players. I love all the players. But, you know, it's the program and the coach that a little weaselly, a little slimy. If you ask me,
it's hard. You know, I was listening to House of Pain Jump Around.
Cool, man.
On the bike ride here before the last show. It's so hard not to just imagine Clemson scoring touchdowns when I listen to that song.
Really?
They play it all the time.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, I don't know.
That's one of their anthems.
I don't like to visualize that. I don't like it.
Okay. So we're not going to be visualizing Clemson touchdowns.
No.
Next one, we have Dallas is hosting Washington,
mm-hmm.
3-point favorites for Andy Dalton in Dallas.
Andy Dalton starting?
Yeah, because Dak broke his foot. Their other Dalton was hurt. Now he's back. They looked competent yesterday. I'm going to go with Dallas and the home team.
Yep. Andy Dalton's eyebrows are feeling good and looking good. I think he's going to be ready.
Yeah, and if one of these teams is going to make the postseason, maybe I want to see the team with Zeke Elliott and CeeDee Lamb, and like it's hard for me to really like recognize the CeeDee Lamb pick as a good one because they had so many other needs that they just ignored.
Did you see that catch he did?
CeeDee was awesome.
He's awesome.
That was an acrobatic catch.
And he's like the rare receiver that helps you out in all phases of the game. He blocks, he returns, he seems like a really great football player. So
yeah.
I guess I'm just going to go for the Cowboys in that receiving core.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good. That's an easy one.
And then it's crazy.
Hmm.
I don't know why I'm doing it.
What are you doing?
He's getting wild on Fun Day Wild Wednesday.
Yeah. I'll be supporting the Baltimore Ravens against the Steelers.
Oh, yeah. I hope they win.
But Baltimore, they're playing bad. They got a COVID
scare
today.
Oh, yeah. I don't think
today.
They will win. I'm saying I hope.
Yeah. Mark Ingram has COVID, which I think.
Oh, that sucks.
My money's on Ingram in that one. Yeah.
That's easy.
Yes, they're going to keep that game close. I think this is the Steelers' best chance to have their, you know, perfect season ruined. And
they're not. They're going for it.
They're going for it. And then I hope they do get it. I hope they get the 16-0 because then we'll be able to back the Chiefs against them with a little bit more value.
I hope Minka Fitzpatrick has a good game and no one else on the Steelers.
Minka had maybe the best game of his career yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
And
good
another Bama guy maybe had the worst game of his career.
Who? What? When?
A certain someone under center in Miami got benched.
Yeah, he was. There was concerns about injury.
That was a yes.
He was. He was
with a kind of straight face.
Well, no, that is true. I'm not saying that he wouldn't have been. Anyway, he wasn't exactly lighting it up, but. They were saying the way he came down on the ankle like made them worried or something like that.
Yeah,
he was
no,
already struggling with something.
Yeah,
gross. You're just shameless anti-Tua propaganda.
I'm so pro Tua.
You hate Tua so much.
There's...
You hate the state of Hawaii. You hate.
Well, first of all, I don't consider Hawaii a state. There's only 49 stars on my flag. Damn it!
I tried last time I tried to throw my what type is this? Oh, this is Raz Cranberry. The crew and the recycling, and Joel said, "Don't recycle that shit. I'm trying to get Hawaii buried by water." Fuck Tua.
That's a direct quote, actually.
That's a weird side plot for Hawaii.
Fuck Marcus Mariota.
Well, true. Any member of the Raiders, I'm out.
I don't like it.
I brought you on early because we actually have a boxing match worth not wagering on.
Yeah.
We have Roy Jones and Mike Tyson. And a lot of people are really excited about this fight.
Mm.
I think it's a human rights violation.
I don't know how 2020 got sadder.
Yeah, why do we need these two people fighting each other?
It's okay. All fucking, they should have, Chuck Liddell shouldn't have come back. I don't know. I don't like any of that. I mean, look, if you're a fighter, do what you're going to do. You have autonomy. You know what's best. I don't want to watch it. I didn't want to watch Chuck Liddell fight, so I didn't. I don't want to watch Mike Tyson fight. I don't know.
Oh, before we keep going from the chat, why does Joel hate Hawaii?
Yeah, Joel, why do you?
Yeah, why do you hate Hawaii, bro?
Who asked that?
I think it's weird.
You know, just.
And I think it's great that the chat is holding you accountable.
Yeah, that's good.
Why do you hate Tua?
Yeah, why do you? What's wrong with it?
Hmm? You know,
you like Moana? You don't like Moana?
Oh no.
You know
you
what?
Like Secret Life of Pets.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. Why? I feel like ladies are very wasteful. I don't think a state should be including active volcanoes.
What the fuck? Wow. Taking away all the fun shit.
Shane Victorino, yeah, one of my least favorite outfielders of all time. Hawaii, never had anything good come from it. Sarah Marshall, it introduced us to Russell Brand, one of the worst things that happened to any of us.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe this, Brian? Can you believe this, chat? We tried.
I'm walking off.
Look, I'm walking off, Joel.
Gosh.
Look, I don't hate Hawaii. I hate Hawaiian. No.
Oh, man.
I was just yes-anding, okay?
Yes. Get out of here. Okay, to Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Tyson, I believe he's favored in this fight against Roy Jones. Mike Tyson just had an apology tour. We acknowledged all the horrific exploitation he experienced in his life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to line up to partake in more horrific exploitation of Mike Tyson.
Yes. Hey, no, I'm with you.
He's in his 50s. He has concussive syndromes going back 3 decades. So,
yeah. He hasn't fought in how many years?
Well, I don't know. When was the last time he was in a relationship?
Oh, God. I don't think he's going to win this fight. I'll tell you this.
This is just bad.
Yeah, this shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
And I think Roy's going to win. I think his, you know, more strategic defensive style is better for two old people. You know what I mean? I think Tyson's going to look scary a bit at first, but he's going to gas himself out, and then Roy's going to pick at him a little bit, and I think Roy's going to eke out a decision, and I'm not going to watch it, and I don't care what happens.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, they're very old. This is going to be like a minute, right? That's going to be very tiring.
No.
No, a minute that it's exciting.
Yeah.
Unless Tyson knocks him out, like, that's what we're all, I hope. Holy shit, I fucking hope. I hope Tyson just comes out there and just fucking knocks him out. Like, that would be awesome. But if that doesn't happen, and I'm saying you probably won't,
yeah.
I think Tyson's going to lose, and it's going to be anticlimactic. It's not going to be fun after, like, the first 3 rounds.
Yeah.
And this is an instance where the public has shifted this to make Tyson a prohibitive favorite.
Public are goddamn morons.
Mm-hmm. Where he shouldn't
Kidding,
be
public.
A prohibitive favorite. And, yeah, maybe if you're going to bet this... You can make money off tragedy. I made money when the Tennessee Titans got their COVID outbreak, so I will also be betting on Roy Jones in this fight.
Oh, man.
Is that fair?
They're price
yeah,
gouging,
that's
but
fair.
Take advantage of.
So
wait,
garbage.
You're saying lay money on Roy?
I mean, if you're gonna bet
bet
on Roy. Yeah, there's good value if Roy's like +160. Bet 30.
When is this fight again? What day is it?
It's buried in the weekend. I think it's Friday or Saturday.
Cool,
it was originally scheduled for September 12th, but they moved it back because they had to pretend to care about COVID.
They're playing in California. Yeah. Pay-per-view price. Why is this on pay-per-view? This should be like on AMC. Like, what's an old channel?
Boxing, and they still do shit out of date.
Yeah, it's on pay-per-view at buffstreams.com.
I don't know. After they fucked over Triple G a second time, I kind of checked out of boxing entirely. I was like, fuck it, MMA from here on.
Yeah.
MMA until it becomes as corrupt as boxing is now.
It is $50 to watch this fight.
Fucking joke of a sport.
$50
great sport,
to watch this
amazing
fight.
Sport, but they fucking ruined it.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything with impartial judges, be it like boxing or MMA or Big Ten football. No, you can't really take these results with a grain of salt.
No. And the start time's at 10 p.m. So are they going to get naps first? Like, I mean, these are old. These are old people. Okay.
Yeah, they shouldn't be up. Yeah, that's what your concern is.
Yeah,
they're going to be up too late.
Like, guys, they're missing their bedtime right now.
They go to like the entrance ramp, but it's going to be one of those chairs that like glides along a railing to get to the ring.
It'll be the first entrance ramp that's a ramp out of necessity. Okay, so let's get into it. We have our roast of the week, and we're going to be PG-13 this week.
Sam ain't here, dude. We're saying whatever the fuck we want.
He's upstairs watching.
He's watching?
Oh, sorry, Sam.
Yeah, how do you think? You think he just conjured the LaCroix?
I just had a feeling.
Yeah, no, we've got dedicated leadership here at the Props Network. So here in
I like old Sam.
In honor of the Iron Bowl, we will be roasting the head coach of Auburn, Gus Malzahn. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. How many you got?
Many as you need.
Okay. I imagine you already had these written.
just thinking of them. This has been mulling over in my mind. No. Well, he's one of these guys. I wish we had an image of it. You know what Gus looks like, right, Brian? Like,
yeah.
The glasses, the visor, the fishing vest, slack-jawed moron.
He looks like Ed Begley Jr.
Well, it's like someone, when someone manages to look like a stupid nerd, I'm really impressed. And that's what he looks like to me.
He runs more than any Power 5 coach. I mean, Gus has done more to thwart the progress of aerial attacks than the TSA.
I love it. The look on his face, he constantly looks like a dad who's lost looking for a PTA meeting. Wears visors. Wears so many Titleist visors, they changed the company name to Titleless.
Oh! Oh!
That one's cute, right?
That's cute.
That's a cute one.
Yeah.
Take a swig.
Yeah, I mean, Gus has coached at Auburn since 2013. The last Auburn product to stretch out so far was Charles Barkley's waistline.
Oh, daddy, I love it. I love it. I love it.
He's going to punch you in the face.
Let's see. Yeah, I don't know. He just looks like a morning. He always looks like he just got swindled out of the deed to his bait shop.
I mean, Gus just hit 100 wins, which is incredibly impressive when you realize that only 95 of them were flukes.
Nice. I wrote, we got the Iron Bowl. He's facing Bama coming up. Good, he's facing the elephants because they're the only animal too big for Gus to accidentally pet to death. He looks like continuation. He looks like if the small guy in Of Mice and Men was as stupid as the big guy in Of Mice and Men.
Gus loves Waffle House. He goes there after every game, and that's why he runs an offensive scheme that ensures every wide receiver is smothered and covered.
Oh, I love it. I love Waffle House. I hate that he loves Waffle House.
He does love Waffle House.
Well, yeah, that's why he wears all those he wears those fishing – oh, sorry. Oh, no, last one on that. If the guy – I wrote you variations on the same joke. If the guy in Of Mice and Men got beat up by the woman at the end. he wears a lot of fishing vests. You're going to need tons of pockets to keep all those refs in. Goes against nature. We're going to see zebras protecting tigers.
Gus had his best season in his first year as head coach. His track record after a great debut is so rough that even Chumbawamba thinks he's a one-hit wonder.
Oh, nice.
He runs a hurry-up offense. Auburn fans wish he would hurry up and get fired.
He's got a lot of money.
I did too many fishing ones. Let me find some different ones. Yeah, it looks like Bass Pro Shop became a person. He looks like he's always chewing tobacco that's too heavy for his jaw muscles to hold.
Shout out to Redman.
Bo Nix, not playing Tank Bigsby enough. He wastes talent. Jerry Sandusky stifled less young people's development.
Okay. Gus makes $6.8 million a year, a dollar for every one of his daughter's friends he makes feel uncomfortable.
Whoa, I love it.
Okay,
fuck you, Gus.
That's the roast of Gus.
That was a fun one, right?
Yeah, that was
fun. We had some good ones, right?
Only one or two were over the line, which is also true of Gus's linemen. Okay, so Northwestern can go to hell, huh?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Man, what a wild-ass season, right? Wild season.
Wild season.
Fuck, dude. Did you believe that?
Man.
I was startled. I couldn't believe it.
I thought my GameCast was broken. I was out. I was eating dinner. I was checking in on the Northwestern-Wisconsin game. I had money on the Wisconsin money line. That was just never going to happen. And every time I checked, there was a new punt.
I don't know. Northwestern is like, you know, when they're good, first your impulse is to look for ways it's a fluke or you discredit them. Like, they're not really that. They're just really good. They're good this year. Northwestern is really good this year. And in Wisconsin.
Oh, are you looking up the hot AT&T chick again?
No. Yes. No. It was just an ad that came out.
I always preferred the insurance girl. I think.
the insurance girl's that's a cartoon.
Well, Northwestern. Well, the thing is, Wisconsin's defense was good. They stopped the run.
Yeah, they stopped the Northwestern run, which was good.
And they did enough, but their offense fucking shit the bed. Yeah. Mertz didn't look like himself. We don't know who himself is, I guess, yet, but he didn't. He looked hesitant. I don't know. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Northwestern had 16 possessions that yielded 17 points. Wisconsin's defense played great, It was just like North. That was such a classic Big Ten battle, and it's the first time like Northwestern of all teams has the typical North Big Ten football team.
Yeah. If they can air it out,
usually they can run. They couldn't against Wisconsin, but I don't know. They beat Wisconsin. Ohio State should be keep an eye on them.
No,
because Peyton Ramsey can move the ball through the air, which is Ohio State's Achilles heel.
I mean, what we saw from Indiana.
I mean, where's Penix's draft position? Like, I know he's not coming. I know he's only a sophomore.
Well, it's getting better. I'll tell you that. Yeah.
He's going to be a top 10 for sure.
Because he's big, he's mobile, he's accurate down the field. Yeah.
It's exciting. Yeah, I'm excited for Penix.
Yeah, so Northwestern.
They're good. They're legit.
They can truly go to hell. And speaking of people we think can go to hell, Dabo Swinney, the Florida State game was canceled because of COVID, and he said it wasn't canceled because of COVID.
Oh, my God.
He said it was used as an excuse and that Florida State forfeited the game, which they didn't forfeit.
That is such a like a WWF type. They're scared of me. They're not going to come in the ring for me. It's like
his ego is bruised from the Notre Dame loss, and now he's looking. They really wanted to unleash on Florida State, and now he's upset about it. And he's not a good human being. And he's a piece of shit, so he says stuff like that. But it's a great team, and I think they would have butt whooped Florida State. It's stupid. Although LSU definitely canceled to get out of a butt whooping by Bama. But you're right about Clemson because it's Dabo, and I don't like them.
Yeah, just a little bit of graciousness would go a long way, Dabo. Wish you could have been a little bit nicer about that. But
yeah, that's going to come and bite him on the butt.
Well, that's what's annoying about him. He's got that kind of boy howdy, like good old boy friendly warmth, fake ass exterior, but then he's just like a weaselly little piece of garbage.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And okay, so we've gotten through talk about how Northwestern can go to hell. We've roasted Gus. We've thrown Dabo under the bus, and let's get to the important stuff.
Under the Gus bus.
This is the first great slate of the college football season, I think. I think it's an awesome all-around.
Be a good weekend.
And it's going to be a good Friday, actually. Let's start with the Friday games before we get into the big boys. Mm. UNC at Notre Dame. UNC only 4.5-point dogs here. Not a lot of respect being given to the Irish, which leads me to believe the odds makers have met an Irish person.
Yeah, that's going to be a goodie. I think Sam comes out and plays pretty well, but that line's going to move. Come on.
You think Notre Dame's going to win by a bigger margin than that?
Yeah.
The line looks all right. I mean, I think, yeah, you're right. It's a little low. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling.
Yeah. I think Notre Dame's going to win comfortably. UNC, they have an exciting offense. They're good, but I don't think that Notre Dame's just a more complete team. Both sides of the ball, they can get it done. I think they're going to run. That's the thing. You see how well they held ATN? Yeah. I was very impressed by that. And I think UNC has a great run game, but I think that they're not going to be able to do that against Notre Dame. And I think Notre Dame is going to run all over UNC, and that'll be the difference maker.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'd take I think Notre Dame's going to win here. I think it's the line. I agree with you a little bit. The line could be a little bit higher, but it seems about right. We're taking Notre Dame here, right?
Yeah, I think you have to take Notre Dame here because if you're going to take UNC, you're going to want to take the UNC money line because if UNC wins, that turns this college football season into chaos.
Yeah.
It's a foregone conclusion, I believe, that Clemson and Notre Dame will be playing for a playoff berth.
That's going
to
be great.
And a UNC win here.
Everything up.
That opens the door to the Pac-12 teams, to the Big 12 teams.
I totally could see UNC playing spoiler to Notre Dame. I could totally see them winning. I'm confident enough that Notre Dame's going to win that it's like, but on Notre Dame. But I could totally see that happening. It'd be hilarious.
This is kind of a letdown game for them. They've got that Clemson game on the horizon. They've got Syracuse next week, Wake Forest the week after. So This is the one time they could overlook him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ooh, I that would be fun. That,
it's going to be it's going to be a nice one too. It's going to be a fun
it'll
day.
It'll be a good game. Yeah. That should be a good game.
Yeah, Friday at 3:30. I will be backing the Irish in this one. I think it's
Yeah, I think so too. I think it is.
But I am worried, like UNC,
it's hard to tell. They're good. You can't ever count them out.
Yeah, and even in their losses, they've put up 40 points. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they have given up a ton of points to Wake Forest as well. Yeah. So.
But if Javonte can run the ball well, that's the X factor of this whole thing. If they can kind of control the clock a little bit and keep Notre Dame off the field, then it's going to be like Notre Dame's going to be in panic mode and might just start throwing the ball and just forget their game plan. It's like, okay, we just got to win. And that's how you mess up.
And that's pretty crazy. And it's going to be a fun Friday. You have that turkey hangover. Around noon, you put on Iowa State at Texas.
Texas,
a 1.5 favorite. Like, if you looked at the rankings and records, you'd think, Iowa State's a better team. I don't know if that's the case here.
I'm a little bit high on Iowa State.
Yeah,
right
I'm
now.
With you.
I'm a little high Iowa State. I don't think that they're an elite team, but I definitely think that they're definitely playing the best they've played. They're locked in right now. I think Breece Hall is a great running back. I think Brock Purdy's been looking really good these last few games. I think that their defense is at least a little bit better than Texas. Texas, all Sam Ehlinger. He's what they rely on. He's their only source of running, basically, for Texas. And if he can have a great game, they can beat Iowa State. But it all depends on Sam. And that's why I would take Iowa State here.
Yeah, and Iowa State, the past three games, they've beat their teams like plus 30 points. So they're on a roll.
And they're playing great, but Texas is good, man.
Texas is good.
That's a good team. And they're inconsistent, but they're definitely good, and Sam is a really good quarterback.
And
it just all depends on him.
And it's so hard to evaluate the Big 12 this year because all of the power programs have like a funky loss on underneath their belt, and like Iowa State's dropped one, and then they're going to beat Texas A&M. Texas has dropped one. Oklahoma State. So here, I don't know. I think I'm going to be back in the Longhorns.
You doing it? It ain't stupid. It ain't crazy. Personally, I go Iowa State, but it ain't crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's my head and my heart. But if I'm healing out and I'm back in Notre Dame, I might as well just heal out all day and go Texas, Notre Dame, go for the bandwagoners.
Yeah, fuck it.
And, it's...
It's an important game for Iowa State. I think they're going to bring it. I mean, Texas still has a shot at Big 12. Do they? I think they still have a shot, theoretically, at the Big 12 title. So they'll be playing hard. I think Iowa State, they've looked so good lately. And Texas is good, but it's just, again, the inconsistency and the relying so much on Ehlinger. I like Iowa State, but I get what you're saying. It ain't crazy. And everyone listen to Joel. Listen to Joel. Joel knows his shit.
But again, like, we're talking about games that unleash craziness. If Texas wins this game, all four of the top teams in the Big 12 have two losses.
Yeah, well, no one gives a shit about.
what would that championship game even be?
I don't know.
Okay, and you know more college football than anyone in the world, so I can't even imagine. Look,
who all still in the contendership? Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma's looking real good now.
Oklahoma, Okie State has two losses.
It sucks because I like Oklahoma State a lot. I think they need better coaching, but I think that they're done for the season. But yeah, Oklahoma. I don't know. It's all crazy. I don't know. It'll be a little bit of chaos, but I think, there's a few more games.
And Iowa State winning the Big 12 is such a nice underdog story.
Yeah.
For them to compete against programs like Texas and Oklahoma when they're the second biggest program in Iowa is a pretty tremendous achievement.
Yeah. Are we counting West Virginia out?
No, they're 4-3.
But
I guess they're another one that maybe is theoretical, but probably not.
But Iowa State's in the driver's seat.
I'm giving it to I'm liking Iowa State this year for
And what, they're playing Kansas State next, like in a week, and then that Kansas game. So I mean,
they're gonna crush Kansas.
I mean, it's like, come on.
This is their biggest game, and they know that. And
And they're both hot right now. They're both coming off three straight wins.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm maybe going Texas, and the over-under in this one's 57.5, Big 12. You might want to pound that over.
Yeah, the man knows his shit.
I did a, to just derail for a sec, we got someone in the chat from Scotty Boy. Best props for tonight's game, probably that Monday Night Football game.
Oh, best props for tonight's game. Can I get a moment to pull them up?
Yeah. Okay. But, yeah, I think with just how the Pac-12 are in Oklahoma, they're not right.
Wait, what? What are you talking about?
I was just talking about like Oklahoma itself. Like they're okay, but Spencer's not really.
We'll see. Jury's still out a little bit, but yeah, he put up some.
He puts up some numbers. Yeah, he puts up numbers, but it's just really not consistent for him.
Yeah, I don't know who else. Who else is hanging around in the Big 12 still though?
In the Big 12, you got Oklahoma 5-2, Texas 4-2, Oklahoma State's 4-2 as well.
Yeah, I want to believe Okie State's still.
Yeah, West Virginia, Kansas State. So it's really,
if West Virginia is 4-3, yeah, I don't think. But no, I think it would be some variation of like Iowa State, Texas, Okie, right? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, okay, so back to Sam's question for prop bets for tonight's Monday Night Football game. Between the Rams and the Bucks, we're on the Bucks -4, of course. I like the under for Jared Goff passing yards, 262.5. I like the over for Ronald Jones rushing yards, 56.5. And I like the over for Scotty Miller, 7.5 yards. You got to have Scotty there. And this could be a statement game, of course. And I think it'd be a fun bet to throw Mike Evans 2 or more touchdowns plus 600. That seems good.
Two touches?
Why not? They need to establish this guy.
And sure.
And then you can also put the Leonard Fournette under 31.5 there. Leonard, but he's not used. He's a diva.
Yeah.
Oh, word.
Yeah, he is a diva.
I liked watching him back in the day.
Yeah, some people should stay in the SEC forever. Leonard's one of them. He is basically Trent Richardson 2.0 at this point.
Oh, that hurts so bad. But he had Trent personal. Was never really good in the NFL.
Well, then that doesn't matter. The NFL doesn't fucking matter.
What's on your next slot, Joel?
Okay, next slot. It's just another quick Friday. We're going to go through the Fridays first. I like Oregon getting 13. They're giving 13 to Oregon State. It's a rivalry game. Oregon, they've kind of stumbled out of the gate a little bit. I think a blowout's in order for them.
You think so? Okay.
Against Oregon State, yeah.
I think I agree with you that they cover. I think that they might just cover. What's the line, 13,
yeah.
You said? Yeah, yeah. I think that they win by a couple touchdowns. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, it's like you said, they've looked a little bit sloppy. Something like they're in patches, they look like an amazing team. Like for a half, they'll be an amazing team. But I don't know. They had some trouble against the pressure this last week, and they couldn't really get the run going. They could pass on you. Show's great and all that. And Oregon State looked – did you see that game? That was way better than I thought it would be. I think Tristan Jebbia is better than I expected him to be. And I don't know. Their special teams is really good. I think that Oregon State's special teams is going to create some havoc on Oregon at some point. But, yeah, I think that Oregon's going to – Oregon, ultimately, they still have a lot of gelling to do. I feel like we said that every week. But I do think they're a good team, and I do think they'll beat Oregon State by a couple of touchdowns.
Ooh.
What do you think,
I don't think so. I feel like with how the Ducks teams that they played were kind of like, you know. But I think Oregon State's going to like – this is like a divisional game.
I like Oregon State more than Oregon, so I hope you're right.
Yeah.
I actually really enjoy Oregon State this season, so more than I expected to. So I hope you're right. I kind
of – It feels like one of those like trap, like, oh, yeah, this is where they kind of roll, but
– I can see it.
You know, because they – what? They beat Cal just by what? Like a cup of coffee, so.
But I mean, same for Oregon State, though.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That was the game this week. It was a great game.
Yeah,
it was a really good game.
Yeah, so
and Cal's good. I think I really like Chase Garbers a lot. But so it's no small thing. I think that Oregon State beat them. But yeah, I don't know. I think it'll be close for a while. But I think I like Oregon here. What do you think? You like Oregon though?
Yeah, gun to my head, I think Oregon. I think USC kind of had their emergent victory this weekend.
What about a Nerf gun to your head?
Okay, Nerf gun to my head. Yeah, I feel like I'm hanging out with my godson again. And, yeah, so I'll go Oregon here.
Yeah.
And we're going to get through the rest of the slate, but let me just talk about BetMGM Sportsbook for a second. They're live for legal betting in Colorado, Indiana, Nevada, New Jersey, West Virginia, Tennessee, and coming soon to Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Michigan, which has no college football teams. BetMGM Sportsbook is the outstanding online betting experience you would expect from the MGM Resorts brand. They have a beautiful site, a beautiful mobile app. I got to show you this website, Brian. And the best live dealer casino action, great odds on every sport, and a ton of amazing weekly promos like the Money Monday Club that pays every BetMGM player a free $10 bet every Monday. Plus, for a limited time, BetMGM has a special signing bonus for our listeners. All you have to do is create a new account at BetMGM, use code WALKON20 to get a 100% match on your first deposit up to $500. That's right. Just enter code WALKON20 and up to a $200 bonus bankroll that is yours at BetMGM. Must be 21 or older to bet online. Do you or someone you know have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today. So let's talk Saturday.
Saturday.
The marquee matchup.
Oh, that was just Friday?
That was just Friday.
Good Lord.
So I'm going to be betting on three football games on Thursday. I'm going to be
betting. Wait, is it Friday as in Friday or since we're moved back 2 days?
No. There's
Friday. There, okay.
I'm going to bet all the Thanksgiving games. I'm going to bet all the great college games on Friday.
Nice.
And then Saturday, we have a great slate of college football headlined, of course, by the Iron Bowl. Alabama. What do you think they're favored by in this game?
56.
I think I already saw it. I think, is it 24?
24 and a half.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, don't take that.
Yeah. I mean.
If you've ever seen an Iron Bowl.
No doubt you take Auburn here, right?
Take Auburn every Iron Bowl because there's magic, weird, garbage shit happens. Bo Nix sucks. He's going to be amazing. He's going to look like fucking Patrick Mahomes on Saturday because that's just what fucking happens during the Iron Bowl for some reason. Fucking dipshit ass Gus is going to dirt his way into a bunch of points he doesn't deserve. Balls are going to bounce off every player and magically land in the arms of whatever Auburn fucking... Fuck this game. I love
you,
it. Jesus,
you
the
love
most important
this game.
Game
you love
more important
game.
Than the Super Bowl or any game, but fuck this game.
Where is this game being played this
it.
Week?
It's being played in Alabama, in Tuscaloosa. But fuck everything about this game that means everything to me. The most important fucking game. God bless this game. I love it.
24 and a half is way too big in any rivalry game. Like, yeah. This is going to be the best Auburn performance of the year. And I know they've.
Always is.
I know they haven't been great this year, but they've still been a Power Five team.
Yeah, they're a team. Yeah. I mean, like, I got nothing but respect for, like, Kevin Steele and, his bend don't break defense has been. It worked last week against Tennessee. They had trouble stopping the run, which makes me happy. Hopefully, Najee Harris and Brian Robinson fuck them up in that regard. But I'm worried about their offense with our defense because, like, Bo Nix does – he makes some deal with the Gypsy every season where he's like, okay, like, just condense all the goodness and talents of a quarterback into this one Iron Bowl game and just let me be god-awful the rest of the season, and that's okay. So he sold whatever fucking passes as a soul in Auburn to this Gypsy. And they're going to fucking win, and they're going to somehow win the fucking championship, and then Bama football is going to be canceled forever. That's just fucking what's going
to
happen.
Are we allowed to say Gypsy on the air?
Yeah, I think it's good.
Okay, Gypsy's good. Yeah. Gypsy's good.
I can't believe tickets for this game is $250. That's like the lowest you can get in this game.
It's the biggest, most important game in sports history every year.
Wow. That's where the magic happens.
It's like my Super Bowl.
That's where you said.
But I hate it.
The magic is.
I love it, but I hate it. You know.
Right.
Ah, they're gonna do such bullshit on us.
You just know that feels so bad that you just know that some weird shit's gonna happen.
There's
gonna
be so many weird ass shenanigans, ass fucking.
Yeah, this spread is far too big. I would think about Alabama, 13 or less. I'd be all over them.
They're gonna win by a single point. Alabama's gonna win this game by a single point. It'll be a fucking there's gonna be a kickoff. Bama's gonna kick the ball. The wind's gonna catch it. It's gonna blow back into the end zone. They're gonna just gonna call it an Auburn touchdown.
Yeah, and like the track record of Gus Malzahn's good luck in close games is insane. I had that fluke joke in the roast.
Yeah.
Not for like insulting, because that's kind of what happens.
Yeah. Hey, when you got that Disney magic, you just got to roll with it.
Yeah. The Malzahn magic will be out in Tuscaloosa, and they will miraculously lose by 3 touchdowns.
It's better. Oh, it's better than when we're at fucking Jordan, fucking Auburn. Then the real shenanigans happen, but it'll still be some shenanigans this weekend.
Yeah, and again, like, seeing the size of the spread, I also look at the percentage of snaps that Auburn runs the ball, and that leads me to believe they'll cover a big spread like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
yeah, they're going to cover it, definitely.
Man, 24.
So, yeah, we like Auburn there.
No, we don't like Auburn.
Eli likes Auburn there.
Eli does not
like
Auburn.
You love him.
I hate Auburn to cover the spread this week.
Which means he likes him a lot. Next game, LSU. Do we have a bounce back LSU game last week?
Wait, what about last week? They fucking...
They are playing Texas A&M. Let me confirm the line that I have. Yeah, so they are 14.5-point favorite, 4-point underdogs against the number 5 team in the 14 country.
14.5.
14.5 is tough.
So that's a tough one, because that's like 3 possessions, unless they do the 2-point. I'm thinking on it. I'm leaning A&M, because I think A&M is just a very underappreciated team this season, and LSU is just a fucking compost heap. So, yeah, that Mond is going to fucking tear up that fucking god-awful defense.
That line's going to go down to 7.
You think it'll go down? I think it might. And I would, I might take A&M. What do you think? I kind of lean toward A&M.
I kind of lean LSU, actually, just because A&M hasn't really blown out a lot of teams this year.
Good point.
Mississippi State would have covered that spread. Arkansas would have covered that spread. And this is only so high because they had an egregious blowout against South Carolina last weekend. But 14.5 feels pretty big here.
It's a bit of a risk, but I'm wild. You know I'm a wild boy on my Wild Wednesday. Fun Monday. I'm taking A&M here.
Okay.
But I'm a fucking nutcase.
A&M, 14.5.
But you take, don't, listen to me, him. He knows more
than you. No, you stop saying it. You know more about college football than me. NBA, NFL, stocks, I'm your boy.
College. You know about gambling in general, though.
Yeah, general theory of it. Yeah. And, Oklahoma minus 13.5 at West Virginia. I'm leaning Oklahoma here.
Yeah.
We saw the Spencer Rattler game, and like, once Lincoln Riley figures out how to use a quarterback, the quarterback generally has great success.
Yeah. Most likely.
I think I agree with you. Yeah. West Virginia looked really good recently, I guess. They can have a fucking like lights out, suffocating defense. The murder ball ass Letty Brown. They can do. I don't think that their defense is going to be able to contain OU though. I think that their defense is looking better under Alex Grinch. It's impressive. It's not there yet, but it's getting there. I don't think they'll be able to stop Letty Brown.
Yeah,
you know, I think Letty Brown's
going
to fucking run all over them. But I think Oklahoma is good enough to cover by that much.
Yeah, that's kind of my thing. That Brown might just go.
But I think I think like Dage is a capable quarterback, but not like a huge threat, I guess. I don't know. I don't see. I think Oki wins this one pretty big.
Yeah, I'm on Oki here, and it's confusing to call them Oki and Oklahoma State Oki State, but you know
what's so confusing about that?
One of them
you say State afterwards.
Yeah, but it's the same start. Next game. Clemson minus 24.5 at Pitt.
Okay.
Damn.
We always pick against Pitt.
Yeah, dude, fuck Pitt.
Yeah.
Everyone who funds this.
Sorry,
Pitt.
Sam.
I love Pitt. Sorry, always liked Pitt.
Sorry, Sam.
What a great Panthers baby. I think that Clemson's going to cover this.
Yeah, I think Clemson's going to cover
they're
this
mad.
As well.
They're an angry fucking,
yeah, they're very upset.
They're an angry fucking football team right now. They're drunk. They're drunk and angry and punching walls right now.
Yeah, and honestly, the way to play this, look for the bet on Clemson over points. Because we saw Bama make with the statement game this weekend. They hung up 60 on Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson, they know the pecking order. They know they've got to make some statements. They weren't able to make that statement. They're the team that fought for this college football season to be played, and now they haven't been allowed to play. I expect a good effort once they're out on the field. Yeah.
I can't think of anything that would give. I guess the only advantage, like, Pitt has a good run defense, and we've seen that ATN can be stopped. But I think ATS is going to be mad also and just going to run all over them. You know, yeah, I don't see Panthers. They looked good against Virginia Tech, so they might come in with some confidence. But I just don't. I think you're going to get fucking butt whooped, dude.
And a good run defense is like kind of an abstract notion when ETN is the guy we're talking about because he's not a running back. He's used in all varieties of the game.
Athlete.
Yeah, he's a pass catcher. He runs gadget plays. He runs off tackle. He's a complete running back where we've seen this in the SEC previously with DeAndre Swift.
Mm-hmm. I love the running backs as receivers. I love it. Najee Harris is really good at that, too.
Yeah.
I love when someone – or when a quarterback is – was it Oregon State? I think Trish Ajebia did the three. He passed a touchdown, ran for a touchdown, and received – a touchdown.
Ooh, that's a good day.
That's pretty sick, right?
Yeah, that's a great
day. The Cordell Stewart. And you know what? Yeah, I just think he's the next in the lineage. We've seen this player in college football every year. He's that person this year.
Travis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
Travis is amazing, man.
There's a type of running back that Alvin Kamara has like solidified at the highest level of the game. Yes. I guess you can like harken it back to Roger Craig if you're really doing your homework.
Yeah, yeah.
But it just seems like there's one of those backs in college football every year, and it's Travis now.
Yep. I'm all about Najee Harris, but Travis. Yeah. Travis is great. Trevor's great.
And then I'm not right a lot on this show. I was right about Utah last week.
Yeah.
USC with their best performance of the year.
It was good.
On the road.
It was good.
And seeing them head to Colorado.
That's what they get for those ugly fucking uniforms. Utah's uniforms were stupid this week.
Stop saying the F word so
much. Sorry.
I mean, it's fine. Like, a couple of them are really fucking good, but fifth is... He's just a dang cool guy.
Yeah.
USC looked good. Their second half defense, especially against Utah, was lights out. Because like I said, I still don't buy USC as, like, amazing, but I do think that this is the first time they've been kind of, like, they've been impressive. You know, and Utah, they're replacing like a million people on defense, but that was good. Who's USC got this week?
They're playing Colorado, which is a really tough team to evaluate so far because they've been
COVID-y,
hanging tough.
No, they've been COVID-y, right? They've had some COVID shit, or am I wrong?
They got canceled against Arizona State.
Yeah,
yeah,
and that's
against Arizona State or Arizona.
What did I say? Yeah, Arizona, okay. Arizona State. Yeah,
Arizona State. Sam Noyer's, good. That's been a pleasant surprise. He's decent. There's not a huge sample. Yeah, you're right. Not a desert. Colorado has never beat USC, right?
No, but I mean,
never, ever.
But it's not like that's a huge track record.
Like 14 games.
Yeah, so it's a limited sample size. USC's been the big dog in the Pac-12 most of the time. Colorado's been in that conference. 13.5 is tough here, though. Playing in Colorado is difficult on the body.
Mm.
And
good point.
You know, I might be inclined to go with Colorado here.
I say you get brave and do it. I like it.
You said it's 13.5?
Oh, it's in Cali, so you're going to be okay. So you know, they're coming down, so really, does Colorado feel good about it?
But even still, I mean, we saw, Pac-12 season opens. Oh, they beat a crappy UCLA team. That UCLA team doesn't seem so crappy anymore.
Yeah,
that's true. Although they kind of barely beat Stanford, right?
And yeah.
Stanford doesn't look that good. But also didn't who else? I'm trying to think of who else barely beat Stanford, though.
I mean, they played Oregon tight for
a bit,
half.
And then Oregon ended up pulling away. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think I agree with you. And I think that that's too high of a spread for USC.
And I think we're all guys in our 30s, and it's fun if Oregon has a good football program. Remember when they were one of the great programs? Rick Neuheisel was in videos on MTV.
Yeah.
So anything that can potentially return this program to luster is good in my book. So, yeah, maybe USC 40, Colorado 28. That's a cover.
I like a cover. I like that cover.
I don't know how a team gets to 40 points, but USC will find a way.
We'll find it.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
That sounds good. That sounds about right. I like that.
I am with it. And let's move on. Let's take a trip to Cincinnati.
Woo! Cincinnati.
Chili. 36 and a half point favorites against Temple.
36 and a half. I mean, Temple is on like their fifth string quarterback or something.
Oh,
we're on their fifth string quarterback
and six.
Lost to ECU like 28-3 or something.
Yes.
So yeah. I mean, 36 is such a fucking high. Cincy's great. Like a lot, I think a lot might be said about like you know, they had a close one with, was it UCF last week, but
yeah.
Don't make too much of that because UCF has one of the best offenses. Yeah, UCF has a real
mm-hmm.
legit offense,
mm-hmm.
and you know. They still did enough to beat them, so I don't know. You like the you like, is that are you scared of that?
Yeah, this
that's
line's
too high.
Too high.
Yeah,
36 and a half. I mean, if Temple scores a touchdown,
yeah,
they've got a good chance.
Yeah,
they're 36 points better than Temple, but not just guaranteed every game. Like
yeah.
I don't know. There's
yeah,
just too much weird shit that could happen.
That's such a weird number.
Look, if the line is over 35. Don't take the favorite unless it's Bama or Clemson.
Yeah. Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
No
it's too big.
Way.
Too big to take.
Just have fun with that one.
Too
just
big to
it.
Take. Man, am I sick of hearing that sentence?
Too big to take?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You mean like with a woman? Okay. And we're lecturing me on my naughty language over here. Okay, then. Jeez Louise.
Oh boy.
On Thanksgiving week.
I don't know. Well, this is a wild Monday, fun day, Wednesday. So, what are you going to do?
Well, you know, like, you know.
We did some double entendre that you then plainly spelled out. Okay. We can bet on one of our favorites, though, and we will be betting on one of our favorites.
Who?
Coastal Carolina.
Coastal!
Oh, God.
Minus 17 and a half versus Texas
State. The Bobcats, and they are bad.
Bobcats aren't
boy.
Good. They don't really have a defense to speak of. And Coastal Carolina, man, I really love Grayson McCall. They have, like, two really good running backs. The offense is great. And their defense gets it, like, App State got a lot of yards on them. But Coastal's defense really came through when it really mattered. So, man, that's I wish that spread. I'm gonna be honest with you. I wish that line was a little bit lower. The Bobcats put up like 47 on Arkansas State last week, which you know it's Arkansas State, but still, I would go toward the over on this.
Ooh, you feeling like they're getting something together? They're figuring it out just a little bit.
This is possible. No, I mean no, not really. But
yeah.
It's a little bit big for me. I lean more toward the over on this one than to. But honestly, Coastal's probably going to cover that, to
look,
be honest.
Look at the other games. Do you think Coastal's as good of a team as BYU?
I don't know.
Are they on BYU's level?
They would be
Nerf
fun.
Gun
they
to
would
my
deserve.
Head?
No. It would be fun to play each other. Like
yeah. This Texas State played BYU, 52-14 BYU.
Kidoki.
They played Appalachian State,
mm-hmm.
whichever.
Nice.
And
Appalachian.
38-17 Appalachian.
Okay.
So
you're right. No, I think Coastal's probably going to cover. I'm a little, I'm slightly nervous,
just
and I'm 17. More confident in the over. But I, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just that
yeah.
17.
Yeah,
it was
Coastal
like,
could put
it.
Yeah.
It was like 14. It's like okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
You're right.
Minus 17 and a half.
I think you do it because, you know, Coastal still needs like, hey, we're doing it. Like
yeah.
we're part of the playoffs. So
and,
please.
And they're one of three teams that are really worthy in terms of putting up points and like trying to get the attention of good bowl
right.
programs.
Yeah.
CC.
Yeah, I mean the Chanticleers will one
I
way,
love them.
They're going to have their best bowl
so fun.
Bowl game of in program history.
They want to be in that top 10. You know they want to. So
yeah,
they're going to strive
right.
to get that.
I think you're right.
It's great that Coastal Carolina and Cincinnati have the same goal as Indiana.
We just want to be named and talked about, please.
Yeah, so again, Maryland at Indiana. Indiana's favored by 13.5. Are we going to see a little bit of a hangover from the Ohio State game this weekend?
And then
no.
You got Maryland with Talia and them wide receivers, and they're mad that they didn't get a shot at Ohio State.
Yeah.
So they're going to be out to fucking sling it and fucking prove something.
And Indiana's going to win.
I think Indiana's definitely going to win.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about that line.
And it's a tough line. And oh, it's moved down. It's Indiana minus 11.5. So
oh, really?
Dang. Okay.
I'm more inclined to take Indiana there then. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm inclined to go Indiana here. I think so. Penix is the real deal.
I think they're for real. I think they're legit. Yeah.
And after that Ohio State game, there's really no hangover there. I think just more confidence.
Yeah, I don't. That's it. I don't think that they necessarily. Yeah, that's it. When I watch them and watch, Tom Allen's enthusiasm and all, I think that they really like. I think they're just still fucked. They're just like kind of like a badass team that believes in themselves.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're the kind of team that has a hangover. Mm-hmm. Or, you know what I mean? I think they come out there and I think they give 100% every game. I think that's what's fun about them.
And especially because if you watch that game, Ohio State obliterated them in the first half. Indiana was a great football team in the second half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They beat Ohio State for a half of football.
Without a doubt.
They should be able to continue that momentum at home against pretty tumultuous Maryland program.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I like Indiana here. Yeah. They're going to be going to a good bowl as well. Happy for that program.
Very happy for that. Mm-hmm. It's awesome that they're good.
Yeah, they're going to forget what's basketball. Do we? Oh, man. Florida's only favored by 23.5 versus Kentucky.
How much? 23.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll probably cover that.
Yeah,
right?
they're going to cover that.
I think so.
The Trask Heisman campaign?
Well, isn't
Trask is really good.
Didn't he has nose surgery or something like that,
what?
Right?
Noodle surgery?
Nose.
Oh, noodle I thought surgery. They said noodle surgery.
Oh, yeah, you know, noodle surgery, you know, when you know, like your limbs are not doing good. No, because I thought
all
Trask
bones
was out.
Removed.
Wasn't Trask out?
Wait, what?
He had like a nose.
He's Trasking out when he's throwing these touchdowns.
Trask.
Yeah, no one knows what you're talking about, dude.
I thought I saw something that
noodle
he
noodle surgery? You're wild.
I don't know what noodle surgery is.
Even a real third type
of surgery. Oh, Kyle Pitts, tight end. Okay, never mind.
He had nose surgery?
Yes.
It seems like Trask had no surgery.
And Kyle Pitts is coming back this week.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just getting a nose job.
Unstoppable, man. Yeah. So fun to watch. Yeah, I'm terrified of Florida. I think that I'm worried about them when, as long as we get the Iron Bowl this week, then we can. I'm a little bit worried about them in the SEC championship game.
You should be.
They're very good. They're a very good team.
And, you know, you got to like Florida here. And maybe some other games we can talk about. Oklahoma State with the bounce back, 10.5 versus Texas Tech. Do we like that?
Sounds about right to me. Yeah. I'm not. It's not an enthusiastic endorsement, but yeah. Probably.
How about this? I think it's going to be really fun to watch Penn State, Michigan, just the adversity bowl.
Wait, is that it this week? Is Penn
State,
Michigan?
That's this week. Michigan's.
How fucking funny was that Rutgers shit? Oh, that's so fucking rules. I love Rutgers.
So
I love Rutgers this
so
year.
Bad. You know how we were just talking about how Indiana had the best possible loss?
Yeah.
Michigan just had the worst possible win. Like three touchdowns against Rutgers. You missed the extra point in the third overtime.
Oh, tough times
for the program, but they got Ohio State against on the other sideline.
Yeah.
Oh, bro. So Penn State versus Michigan. Yeah, just two huge disappointments. That's like the two tragedies of 2020. That's like the election playing COVID. Like that's like the two worst possible, most disappointing fucking. Well, I mean, I guess the election's good. Like, you know, disappointing as in just the whole thing's all sad.
And yeah.
Weird. Okay, so who's COVID? Who's the election in this scenario?
Who's COVID? Who's the election? Well, first of all, the question is, who did I make this analogy about?
Penn State,
Michigan. That's it. Damn.
Michigan is the COVID.
Yeah, Michigan has a sickness. I don't know.
Yeah, because the southern part of the country won't admit we exist.
Penn State. Oh, I'm holding back. Sam, you're so lucky I'm holding my mouth right now.
God. Yeah, Penn State.
I have a good one.
Oh,
I'll tell you
Penn State.
Whisper
oh,
it to
boy.
Me.
That was
a good one.
Yeah,
DM me. I'll tell you guys that joke. It probably would have been our seventh or eighth best one on the show. Not Pantheon. That's Brian with the noodle surgery.
Hey,
high bar, high noodle.
Everyone knows about noodle surgery. Come on.
Yeah, come on. I feel bad. Brian's got an Italian doctor.
I love them pool noodles, though. Those are fun.
And then this has got to be a lock, right? Ohio State minus 27.5 versus Illinois.
Wait, Ohio State How much versus Illinois?
They're slightly under 4 touchdown favorites. Illinois coming off a big win versus Nebraska. We called it right here on the walk-on. And yeah.
You like Illinois to cover that?
I like Ohio State there.
You like Ohio State to cover the 4 touchdowns?
Yeah.
Probably. They're not, like, yeah, a lot's going to be made about, like, you know, Ohio State having close games, like, all this shit, like, Clemson, but I still think they're powerhouse teams. Like, this is just how a football season works. Sometimes there's close games, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't, I think Ohio State's still amazing. I think they're still probably going to win the championship this year, you know? Like, I don't know. The defense, now I'm happy. Before, I was like, how's Bama going to hold up against these other teams? But now that I know everyone's defense kind of sucks, I'm kind of like, okay, it could be. There's a few teams that could have a genuine shot at
defense in college football?
I don't fucking know because, like.
I'm inclined to say Georgia.
Yeah, I am too, but they've kind of not quite lived up to the hype, maybe, right? They still might be the best, though.
Yeah.
I can't really think of anyone, like.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I don't know. I think Cincinnati has a great defense. To
yeah,
be honest.
Cincinnati, our number one team in college football.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the one thing I want to talk about before we get over here, Kyle Trask, big Heisman favorite now, -134.
I could see him getting it.
And if you want to bet, could be a good time to bet Mac Jones or Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm. I love Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Justin Fields.
Love Justin Fields too.
I'm going Justin Fields for this.
I hope he wins it. That'd be great.
Justin Fields, +250. He's not going to lose a game. Kyle Trask, he can lose a game to Alabama. And you know what? Fields is a great bet here.
Yeah.
Lock it in. +250.
That's a lock. Just lock it in.
Amazing odds.
Yeah. I kind of like that too. Yeah.
Yeah, because like you had of the people who are the top, Trask and Mac Jones, they're going to play each other in the SEC championship unless something crazy happens. And one of those guys will be absolutely just taken out of the conversation. And looking at these odds, kind of seems like the odds makers think Bama will lose that game.
Bama will lose that
game?
Well,
why is Trask favored in the Heisman?
I'm trying not to think about that.
If they thought Bama was going to win that game, wouldn't Mac Jones have better odds than Trask?
You know Marshall has a really good defense, though? But I don't know. Bama versus Florida, that I think I would slightly lean towards Bama winning that game, but it's gonna be terrifying and I don't wanna watch it, but it's gonna be awesome also.
I mean that's his Heisman game. If he beats him, then it's like,
yeah, it's
okay.
Gonna be Mac versus that him. Might determine the Heisman right
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
But I honestly still
exactly.
kind of think Fields is gonna end up being the one with it. I don't know.
Right, right.
Okay, so for this week, we like Clemson, we like Indiana, we like Notre Dame, we like Coastal, and we like Texas. Does that sound good to you guys?
Sounds
yeah,
good.
Baby.
We'll be putting $25 on each. We'll be putting $25 on each of our Thursday Thanksgiving games.
Nice.
And then we're going to have a great time with this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, Eli, thank you for coming on. Where can we find you? These people have some time off this week. Anything they should go back and listen to or watch?
The Roast Ghost podcast is my podcast. It is on YouTube, videos of it. And then it's also on iTunes, Spotify, Google Pods. I'm also on this show. Go back and watch previous episodes of The Walk-On. Isn't another thing I do?
What's your favorite episode of The Roast Ghost? Which one should they check out?
Oh, I really like the Dan Soder one recently. Check out the one with Dan Soder, Randy Savage. We roast Macho Man Randy Savage with Dan Soder.
Oh, that sounds great. Dan Soder from Billions and, you know, Son of a Gary is one of the best comedy specials of the past five years. So you two throwing it down sounds like a great hour to me.
Hell yeah.
Well, I hope our listeners have a great Thanksgiving holiday. I hope we enjoy the...
I'm thankful for crawfish meat. I finally remember. That's what I'm thankful. I remember what I'm thankful for.
Oh, my gosh. Thankful for crawfish meat. Thankful for Eli and Brian and the Props Network. For all of us here at TPN.
Thankful to Sam.
For all of us here at TPN The Walk-On, this is Joel Walkowski walking off.